1, 2, 3.
Welcome to In the Studio with a 21st century perspective on history's greatest rock albums. I'm Red Beard, and today in the studio, it's the 5th anniversary of one of the finest albums of the 80s decade. This week in the studio, Steve Winwood joins us for the anniversary of being back in the high life.
You know, it's true that rock and roll is a youth culture. Rock and roll is specifically about youth. But you see, music isn't, as you know, acting isn't, painting isn't, making films. So, but rock and roll is, but music isn't. I spent some time in New York. Made some demos, which were in England, of Bring Me the High Love, Finer Things, Freedom Overspill, and we co-produced the Back in the High Life album. Back in the high
life again. Hi, I'm Steve Winwood in the studio with Redbeard.
He's soft-spoken and surprisingly modest for all of his experience. He's so thoughtful in conversation that sometimes his words come out in a kind of a halting cadence. He remained young at heart and youthful in appearance. He's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yet he's amazingly shy. We're talking Steve Winwood, who at the tender age of only 16 wrote and sang Gimme Some Lovin' and I'm a Man with the Spencer Davis Group. Then Steve Winwood formed the eclectic band Traffic, collaborated with Eric Clapton in the one-off Blind Faith, and then returned to Traffic for their legendary Low Spark of High Heeled Boys. After recovering from life-threatening peritonitis in 1972, Steve Winwood recorded his first solo album in 1977. Even then, however, not even 30 years old, Steve Winwood told me that he could feel the musical ground shifting beneath his feet.
I think you always have to work with, I mean, going it alone really doesn't exist, because in the end you still have to work with engineers and, or let's say, or you know, it's very difficult to do a complete solo album. You know, I did Ark of a Diver, which was, although I collaborated on the writing with Will Jennings, the rest of it I did completely alone, and that's probably the nearest to going it alone. But really, that's quite difficult now, just because of the technology has got such that it's too much to do. You need to work with engineers and people that, and also music is all about playing with people, I think. Although, having said that, I think there's something valuable in you know, one person's ideas and getting those straight down. That can be good, but I think in the end, music is all about playing with people.
Stand up in a deep blue morning.
While You See a Chance was a number 7 hit in 1981 from Steve Winwood's Ark of a Diver solo album. Here's Steve.
It had given me my new insight into making records, and you know, I'd spent a lot of time in the 70s working on other people's records and I suppose learning about making records. So I think after Ark of a Diver, I realized that, and Ark of a Diver was a success, I felt that I had some way forward in my career, which I perhaps felt that I might not have had up to then. You know, it's true that rock and roll is a youth culture, and rock and roll is specifically about youth. And but you see, music isn't, because as you know, acting isn't, painting isn't, making films. So, but rock and roll is, but music isn't. So there's a way there for me to go forward, because at that time, you know, 1980, during the time of Ark of Diver, or during the making of Ark of Diver, I was 30 years old. So you're really no longer part of the youth culture. So I suppose I had to kind of see where I was going, what I wanted to do, how I wanted to do it. There's also there was the punk rock craze going on then, so which I felt I didn't really fit in with either. So I had to figure out where I was going and how I was doing in that. And so I felt I learned something with Ark of a Diver.
Steve Winwood explained to me how the seemingly unrestricted musical freedoms that Steve found in Traffic to be nevertheless not the same as a solo Steve Winwood album.
I find that they're two different expressions. You know, I find if I express myself through Traffic, then I find I'm missing something of my solo style of work. And vice versa. So, you know, it's very important for me to express both things, because I think there are some things from my solo work of, let's say, the 80s, or, you know, that don't really fit in too well with Traffic. And there are parts of Traffic that perhaps don't fit in with my solo work too much, because I find I can express myself well and easily and happily in both. The difference, well, that's really more something for the, probably more easily for the listener to judge by listening perhaps to early Traffic stuff and then listening to my other solo stuff, to, you know, to see what the difference is really. I guess the solo stuff is a bit more concise, is a more R&B. The lyrics have probably got a bit more positive spiritual note, whereas Traffic is a bit more of a fantasy kind of lyric. The songs are longer. It's got more of a jazz folk element to it.
We must live while we can, and we drink our
Finer Things became a number 8 chart single hit for Steve Winwood from his 1986 solo album Back in the High Life. Winwood found that the challenge seemed to be staying true to himself against the ever-changing backdrop of popular music.
But also, as I say, you know, rock and roll isn't quite like the rest of the entertainment business. You know, you don't have to be... Because rock and roll is specifically a youth culture, so... It's almost like being an athlete when you're, or I suppose, in terms of, you know, the period of your life when you're most active. So, you know, I suppose athletes have to start thinking about things when they're 30 years old. What are they doing? Where are they going? Because, you know, you start to have to look at something else.
great Steve Winwood Hammond organ and sweet horn stabs punctuate the arrangement of Take It As It Comes from Steve Winwood's solo album Back in the Highlight. Next, Stevie introduces special guests with their distinctive sound. Follow In the Studio on Facebook. Hear your favorite stars interviewed at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard. You're in the studio with Steve Winwood, his biggest album, Back in the High Life.
Hi, I'm Steve Winwood in the studio with Redbeard.
Thank you, Steve. Winwood had modest success with the solo album Talking Back to the Night in 1982. Here's Steve.
Well, after Talking Back to the Night, I put a band together, which the first band I'd ever had as a solo artist, and went out around Europe and played shows all around Europe, Italy, Spain, Germany, Sweden, France, Belgium. And then, after that, I spent some time in New York. I made some demos, which were in England, of Bring Me a High Love, Finer Things, Freedom Overspill. Then I hooked up with Ron Wisner, my manager, and then I moved to New York. I spent some time in New York, and then hooked up with Russ Teitelman, and we co-produced the Back in the High Life album.
The unmistakable slide guitar of Joe Walsh is featured on Steve Winwood's Freedom Overspill from the album Back in the High Life.
Well, there again, I was living in New York, and I'd met Joe Walsh on previous occasions in London. He was a friend, and I used to see him in New York, and I asked him to come play on the record. I had a little setup in the place where I was staying, and he came round, and he had an idea for a song, and we played, and Split Decision came out of it. He's doing great now, and he's doing fantastic. In fact, what he was doing on the Eagle shows were fantastic too.
James Taylor lends the harmony vocal on Steve Winwood's title song to Back in the High Life, which went top 15 on the Billboard Singles Chart. Still to come, Steve Winwood hits number one and goes on to score a Grammy trifecta. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and you can hear lots more at inthestudio.net. I'm Redbeard. You're with Steve Winwood, his triple Grammy album, Back in the High Life.
Hi, I'm Steve Winwood in the studio with Redbeard.
Thanks again, Steve. It's the anniversary of his Back in the High Life album, which hit number 3 in sales in the U.S. and included the song Higher Love, which was co-written with songwriter Will Jennings. Here's Steve Winwood with me in the studio.
I came up with the music and he came up with the lyrics. I came up with the music first and he threaded the lyrics into the music. You know, he'd got to know me by then and he knew the kind of spiritual, positive idea that we were trying to get across, and I think he was fully aware of that. And we by this time talked about that and knew about it. And of course, we touched on it with While You See a Chance, and it was a kind of continuation, I think, of the same idea of While You See a Chance, although musically it was perhaps, you know, went into a different phase. Yeah, of course, you know, when you collaborate with any writer, there's obviously some back and forth, sometimes more than others. I think that, as it happened, was fairly instant. That was his original lyric, and we really didn't have to mess with it much at all.
So popular was Steve Winwood's Higher Love single that it became the number one seller in the U.S. So highly regarded by his peers, music business executives, and music journalists, Higher Love won the Grammy Award for Record of the Year, one of three Grammys for the Back in the High Life album.
What did the Grammy Award-winning success and multi-platinum selling success of Back in the High Life, what did that mean to your career at that point in your life?
It came a good 20 years into my career, which in itself is quite an odd thing, in as much as it kind of made everything I'd done in my career the last 20 years seem to make sense. You know, it gave depth to everything that I'd done, you know, and because often you can do things which you think maybe you shouldn't have done, or you make albums or you do things that you think maybe was a mistake, or I mean, I try not to, but especially when I go way back, you know, to finally be accepted like that was a fantastic thing, because it came at a time, I think, in my life when I appreciated what that meant. Probably had that happened, you know, when I was 20 years old or something, I might not have been as appreciative. You know, I might have just dismissed it as being kind of, you know, self-congratulatory, you know, backslapping or something. But no, it was a great thing to be recognized, you know, by the public and by the music business, music industry. It's a great thing. That tour was the first one I'd done for a long time, and you know, I don't tour an awful lot, and touring is something I do because I feel not just because I like to play in front of people, and I like to it's a different kind of medium from making a record. Although I prefer being in the studio, that is what I like to do best. But having said that, you know, playing live can be very fulfilling, and I think that after so long of being in the studio and probably not having played in America for a long time, it was very moving to be received like that, you know, by the audiences. People can tell you, people in the business or the record company will say, yeah, this is a great record, or, you know. But, you know, when you actually get it on stage, that's when you really know that you've done something good.
Thank you.
It's a Fine Line Indeed. Split Decision, co-written by and featuring Joe Walsh on slide guitar. From the 5 million seller, Back in the High Life. I'm Redbeard. We'll be back in the studio after this. This is Redbeard in the studio thanking my guest, Steve Winwood. In the Studio is written and produced by yours truly, Redbeard, for Bearded Fish Productions, copyright 2016, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brune, theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook, at Redbeard Rocks on Twitter, and online at inthestudio.net.